What about your upcoming shows? What upcoming shows do you have when you get back up to cities for you? What's your next?
We have March 26th at Sauce. And then we have April 18th, I want to say, at First Avenue for a benefit.
Those are both in Minneapolis.
Yep. Those are both in Minneapolis, yeah. It might be the same. I think it's the 17th.
Is what I was going to say. Yeah, whatever.
You know, you can print either one.
MouseMax.com.
Yeah.
All the shows, right.
It's all there for you.
All the shows are on the website. We'll go with that. Before we
traveling
spread misinformation.
Well. There's road dates other than those Minneapolis shows as well. Like we go to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Coming up to Chicago, coming up, and hopefully get down to Nashville.
We've been
hoping to get there for some reason. Every time I talk to our booking agent, like, hey, let's get this Nashville show happening. And so yeah, it'll happen. It's just, you know.
So if somebody wants to book you, how do they get a hold of you?
I think on our MySpace, on our website, there's contact info for our booking agent.
And who is your booking agent?
Green Room Music Source, and specifically Craig Grossman.
Right. So anyone listening that wants a great band in their living room, because I'm sure you'll do house parties.
We will. We also do bar mitzvahs.
Yep. Or if you have room for people when you're traveling through town to stay, or want to feed a band.
Yep.
You know, we know where to go.
We've done a wedding. We've done a couple weddings.
We actually have. We really have. We have done weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are actually doing someone in Dubuque, Iowa. Like we play this club in Dubuque, Iowa, and it goes well. Like, I mean, we have a really good draw in the city, and it's some people that go to shows there want us to play it. It's someone's birthday party where they're hiring us to play in their backyard.
With a bonfire. That's the light show, I guess.
That would be so much fun, though, man. Those you can't get better than those.
Right.
They feed you good. You know, they pay you good.
Yeah.
Everybody loves you. You're the life of the party, right? Mm-hmm. I love that kind of stuff. So this year at South by Southwest, do you think there's anything that's going to happen this year any different from the other trips down here? Do you think you're going to have any kind of get any juice out of it this year?
I think I look at this year as just an opportunity to reconnect with a lot of people that we know already. And, you know, maybe we'll rub elbows with some new people, but for me this year it's more about bands that we've toured with that that this is just an opportunity to meet up with everybody and say hello. And that's my personal opinion of it. Like, I don't really see. I mean, it's funny because I always thought, like, well, South by Southwest, there's that old stereotype that, like, that's where you go and you make some huge connections, and it rarely, rarely ever happens. But we actually, you know, 3 years ago when we played here, that's when John Fields, the producer, saw us play, and that was, like, kind of a miracle out of that. So you never know, but I never expect anything like that, you know, to happen, you know, per se, but yeah.
You've had a couple of licks down here. From people seeing you, you've had
there have been a few things, and they've all paid off really well. So,
well, there must be what, 6,000 or 7,000 bands down here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's incredible. Biggest it's been. I appreciate you guys doing this. This is the Melismatics that I'm talking to y'all. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Power Pump at its finest, the greatest unsigned rock band in the United States of America, in my opinion. And thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Ron Karen on the drums. We got Cat Hickson on keyboards,
also known as Pony.
Vocals, also known as Pony. Ryan Smith, who does most of the songwriting, lead singing, plays guitar, and Mark Wade on the bass. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.